Blog Talk Radio. Thrown across the room in her desk at school was shown over and over and over again. And I'm going to say this. I hope the young lady that took that video, I hope she patented it. And I hope that she got her money out of that. Because if not, someone else was making money off of that video. I just want to give you that FYI. Because they're always going to get paid for every time they'll show it. But back to tonight's story, Simone Biles. This young lady, only 18 years old, and setting records the way she's doing. Let me give you some background about who she is. Her name is Simone Ariane Biles, and she was born March 14, 1997. She's a three-time United States National All-Around Champion in 2013, in 2014, and 2015. And she is a three-time World All-Around Champion in 2013, 20-time World Floor Champion in 2013, 2014, and 2015, and a two-time World Balance and Beam Champion in 2014 and 2015. And she was also a member of the gold medal winning American team at the 2014 and the 2015 World Artistic Gymnastics Championship. She is the first African American to be the world all-around champion and the first woman to win three consecutive world all-around titles. But we don't talk about this. We've all heard of Gabby Douglas, but we know what made her name a household name. Because she went on to the Olympics, and you can't deny the Olympics because that's where everybody turns and tunes into the, and we're all watching. But it's just sad that the media didn't pick this up, that we're not celebrating, that we're not talking about Simone. And she had some very humbling beginnings. She was born in Columbus, Ohio. And her mother was not able to take care of her and her siblings, so her grandparents, Ronald and Nellie Biles, adopted her and her sisters. Her sister, Andrea, who's also a gymnast, and her two brothers. She just graduated from high school this summer, and she was homeschooled. So no one wants to talk about this. And it's really sad. But I'm here to tell you, we have to celebrate. We have to. Here it is, another African-American woman, an African-American girl that could have easily been one of those children that we've seen on the video being thrown around by the police, being thrown around at a pool party by the police. But she was not. Working hard so that she could become something. She did something great with her life. She's doing something great with her life. And we just continue to pray and celebrate that she continues on this path. But it just baffles me that no one celebrated it, that the national media does not want to talk about it, does not want to celebrate her. I guess they want to wait until the Olympics comes and then they want to talk about her and then she'll get on a Wheaties box. But until then, why don't they talk about her? She has accomplished so many things, you guys. And I challenge you all out there to call in and let's talk about, if you heard about her, let me know. If you didn't, let me know that, too. Call me at 347-237-5247. That's 347-237-5247. A caller that I hadn't spoken to in a while, Harriet, I thought I saw your number appear, but it's no longer there, so if you can call me back, I would love to hear from you. I've been hoping that all has been well with you and have been wanting to hear from you and hear your truth. But anybody out there that's listening, please call at 347-237-5247 and tell me, did you know who Simone Biles was? Did you hear about her winning all her gold medals? This is a sad but joyous day. This is letting you know what's going on with the media. how they view us and how they want to portray us. Why do they want to show a video, a horrific video of a child being tossed around, instead of showing a video of a child that's practiced and learned how to do things that are kind of impossible, so they say, in her neighborhood, kind of impossible in her race, so they say. But she's doing it, and she's doing it well, and she's still young. So let's talk about what she did. Where were you last Thursday, October 29th? What were you thinking about last Thursday on October 29th? Well, we were not in Glasgow, Scotland, when she won her third straight world gymnastic title. She topped the defending Olympic champion Gabby Douglas, as I spoke about earlier. She, all-around finalist. Even though she had a little bumps along the way, she still overcame those bumps and ending up rounding out her score to win the gold medal, where Gabby came in second and won the silver. And the bronze was given to Larissa Jordash from Romania. But two Americans, the silver and the gold, won those medals last Thursday. Where were you last Thursday? I didn't. Did you watch the news last Thursday? Of course. Did you watch the national news last Thursday? Of course. When you watched the national news last Thursday, what did you see in reference to a young black girl on the news? What did you see? I can tell you what most of you guys saw. That video again of the child being tossed around by the police. But we did not see a video of these two beautiful young women seeing when I did my show on Serena. I wanted to celebrate her because we all know what the media does with her. We know what they do with her and her sister Venus, and how they choose to celebrate them and how they choose to portray them. And it's sad. We really have to wake up and understand what's really going on in this country, what's really going on in the world. It's not just country, it's the world. You know, a lot of people didn't understand Oprah Winfrey when she opened up and built that school and opened it up in Africa for those women, for those girls. When it was, let me get this right, I believe this is what she said, the reason being that if she can empower those girls in that country, I guess we call it the motherland, if she can empower the girls there, the women there, imagine how they can branch out and empower the world. Now, you know, Oprah, she's onto something there. It makes a lot of sense because we all know that that's the motherland. We all know that that is where civilization began in that great big continent of Africa. And we all know how those women and girls have been treated, not to mention continue to be brutalized. And by this organization or this group of militias called the Boko Haram, how they capture these women over there and these girls, and they don't want them to go to school, they don't want them to get educated over in Nigeria, and they capture them. And they do horrific things to them. But the Nigerian is under new government now, and they've been taking their army and going into those camps and going into those densely populated forests and finding these girls and bringing them home. But they need our help. They need a lot of help from our government and from the governments around the world. But you don't hear the media. You don't hear about them needing our help. You don't even hear about them being rescued. It's like a ticker tape at the bottom of the screen. But there's no big celebration. There's no help. There's no assistance. So Oprah was onto something when she opened the school, and she believed that if you love up on those girls and give them everything they need and give them the education that they need, then they could change the world. Because, mind you, they start there with their education, and then once they graduate, a lot of them are able to go to different countries and enter colleges and get their college degrees and get a career, a nice career. So they are branching out into the world. But a lot of people didn't understand that. They didn't like that. But mind you, these young ladies, Simone Biles and Gabby Douglas, are doing things that is unheard of every day in the black neighborhoods, in the magazine racks, in the stores. It's not seen or heard on the radio. It's not seen on a reality show. You know what the reality shows are. They're about those kids dancing, or they're about hair, about makeup, about hip-hop, about arguing. But it's never about black girls rocking. We see this once a year, and I love that show, Black Girls Rock. Once a year, we get to show how we rock. We get to show TV Land how we rock. Now, how many viewers is actually viewing that special? I'm not sure, but it's there, and we get to show ourselves to light. And we've even had the support of the First Lady, Michelle Obama. So we know that black girls rock. We've known for a long time that black girls rock. But the problem remains. The world wants to suppress that image. They want to suppress that light that shines through our black girls when they're rocking. They don't want that light to shine because we all know the power of that light. We all know what that light does when it enters a room, what that light does when it sits on top of a mountain, what that light does when it's down deep in the valley, below the earth, what that light does, it shines through, it breaks through, it springs forth, and it becomes a force to be reckoned with. But we don't want to shine that light. We don't want to talk about that light. We don't want to talk about this Simone Biles. So imagine what she could do next year as she goes on to the Olympics. Imagine. But why wait till then? Why not celebrate her now? She became the first woman to win 3 straight titles. And she hasn't lost a meet up in the last 2+ years. But where has the media been? Where has the celebration been? Why? What is it about our black girls that we can't be celebrated? Why do we have to be brutalized? Why can't we be celebrated? I'm here tonight to celebrate Simone Biles, to talk about her contributions to this world. And she, like I said, she's only been here 18 years. And let me tell you some of the things she's done. She's a 3-time world all-around champion from 2013 to 2015. In 2015 World Team All-Around Balance, she has won 14 world medals, 10 gold, 2 silver, 2 bronze, which is the most in U.S. history. Do you hear me? She's making history. And no one wants to talk about it, but they're trying to debate over what lady to put on the $10 or $20 bill. But no one wants to talk about this. Her 10 world gold medals are the most ever in women's gymnastic history. I bet you they're talking about her in other countries. What do you bet? It's all around vault and balance beam champion and floor exercise silver medalist. She's a 3-time U.S. all-around champion from 20, 2013 to 2015. I can't say that enough. The U.S. all around, but you don't see her face. You don't hear her name the way you should. I fought myself for not knowing about her. I've seen her face here and there. But like I said, when I turn on the news, international news, when I turn on the national news, and the media and the shows that I watch, the reality, the TV, the talk show, I don't see it enough. It's not in my face. She won the 2014 Women's Sports Foundation Individual Sportswoman of the Year. 4 gold medals at a single world championship in 2014 since the Soviet Union did it in 1974. Okay? 40 years later, we come along, an American, and wins those 4 gold medals. And it's a black little girl named Simone Biles. But we don't know this. This saddens me because we're not celebrating. This saddens me that she's not celebrated. We have to find our truth. We have to challenge ourselves on our truth. We have children, our babies, our truth. Our lineage, our future, because if we don't know where we come from, we don't know where we're going. So we've got to dig deep and know from where we come and attach that to our babies so they know where they're going. But we have to own it first. We have to know our truth. We're not going to see it at news at 5, news at 10, news at 9. We're not going to see it news at 6. We're not going to see it. We have to search out our truth and understand that in the midst of this turmoil that we're living in, the midst of this turmoil that our children are experiencing each and every day, we have to know that there is some joy out there. There is some hope out there. And there's some great things happening out there with our children. Despite the hatred, despite the racism, there is some greatness out there. There is some strength out there in our girls and in our women and in our children. Despite the color of their skin, despite the length of their hair, despite the waves in their head, it doesn't matter. There's still greatness in their hearts and in their minds. And we have to learn to celebrate it. In the midst of our trials, we have to learn how to celebrate. In the midst of our tears, we have to learn how to cry tears of joy as well. In the midst of our disappointments, we have to learn how to challenge ourselves to find the rejoicing moments, the uplifting moments. We have to understand that they're out there and they should be celebrated. Going on in Columbus, Ohio, maybe they celebrate it. Maybe they have commercials. Maybe they have news coverage talking about Simone and her records that she continues to set. I don't know. As I said earlier, she came from a very humble beginning. But that doesn't mean anything. It shouldn't mean anything. What matters is that she's making records. What matters is that she's a champion. And she's a world champion. And she's doing it well, just like Serena and Venus and Gabby Douglas and Dominique they did it well. They're doing it well. And now she's joining the ranks of those great women. And I could name more, because there's more out there. But I'm not sure if they're in our history books in a broad way. I'm not sure if they're talked about in a broad way. I don't hear them being spoken about in the phone. They're not rapped about. But it's okay, because we have to own them, and we have to challenge ourselves to celebrate them. And I'm going to challenge myself to watch this young lady, Biles, and to make a note to myself to know that she does exist, along with Gabby Douglas, and they're going to go to the Olympics, and they're going to do great things. And we will continue in our communities, in our black communities, to celebrate this greatness, to celebrate their triumphs, to celebrate their history, because it's not just black history, it's American history. They're American, creating this history for America. So when it goes down in the history books, it's stated as an American champion. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They're just a world champion from America. So America needs to understand and realize that they are missing out on celebrating the blessing that they have been given. So as I say every week, John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And I challenge myself and everyone else, own it. Own that truth. Search it out. And we got this one. Simone Biles, we celebrate you, and we love you, and we appreciate your power and your strength and your talent that God has given you. So until next week, you guys, stay true and be blessed, and let's celebrate. Good night.